Good morning, good morning. A very happy good morning to you, whatever time you may be listening to this message. I am coming to you extra early this morning, or should I say this Friday morning. We find ourselves again speeding through another month. Here we are already April the 7th, Friday morning. April the 7th, and of course Easter is coming up this Sunday. So if you listened to Pastor Rose's message last night, or yesterday I should say, she touched upon how this month was already going by so fast. Amen. And I'm pretty sure you caught how she was kind of stuck between March and April. Amen. God bless us for a wonderful pastor that we have with Pastor Rose. Amen. But again, today is already Friday, April the 7th. A bit of a soggy Friday here in Texas, or if you reside in the big state of Texas, it's been a bit soggy as of Thursday and here Friday. Amen. But I'm sure you're not here for the weather. But if you are new around here, we always want to welcome you, and we welcome you to Versus Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. And we always, always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. And as we make that confession, and if you get a hold of that confession, amen, it's not just a confession to throw out, amen, but it is a confession to take to heart. It is also a confession that requires action, which is on your part, which is on my part. So when we make, or when I make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name, that means I need to spend time in the Word. I need to read the Bible. I need to have a couple of devotionals, set time aside each day to spend with the Lord in prayer, amen, in confessions, having specific scriptures on whatever troubles or whatever trials or whatever I'm asking the Lord in need of help with. I have scriptures to back those requests up, amen. As Brother Daryl and Sister Grace make their confession when you hold up your Bible, amen. If you haven't gotten a hold of that, I encourage you to do so. But one of the confessions that they make in that statement is, I have what the Bible says I have. Amen? But do you know what the Bible says you have? Are you spending time in the Bible finding out what your rights and privileges are? Amen? If someone were to stop you and ask you a question, you know, what are some of the things, what are some of your rights and privileges that you have in Jesus? Would you be able to know how to answer that question? Would you know how to back up your answers? Amen. Take a few moments and think about that. You know, what if someone stopped you and asked you that? Maybe even a non-believer. You know, maybe someone found out you were a Christian at your job, and they came up and asked you that question. Would you be able to answer it correctly? Amen? You know, I feel sometimes folks get into a routine of, I'm just going to do me. And when I have time for God, you know, I'll give God a little bit of my time. Or when all of a sudden everything falls apart, then it's like, oh, I got to get out my Bible. I got to blow the dust off my Bible. I got to figure out, what did Pastor Jesse say when I'm in trouble? You know, it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't react like Pastor Rose says, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. No, you should already be grounded, rooted. That's why Brother Daryl and Sister Grace, their series is trying to lay a foundation for new believers. Amen. So that you're not running around or have your head in the sand when something bad happens, or start questioning God. God, why did you let this happen? No, you will already know how God purposes your life to be run. Amen. And that is spending each day with Him. Amen. Letting Him lead, guide, and direct you each day with each of your steps appointed by Him. Amen. To be the best representation of Him. Amen. That's not what I was going to touch on, but I believe somebody might have needed to hear that. Amen. And as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of those of you that continue to stay faithful here with First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. As Pastor Jesse always says, we couldn't do what we do without you. So we never want to miss an opportunity to say thank you. Amen. And all of our faithful mail-in supporters, we say thank you so much. Amen. You were able to help the church this month to send a substantial amount of money to different missionaries that are having different events going on that we support. Amen. I believe Pastor Jesse said over $5,000 we're sending just this month alone, and this month just started. Amen. So, and again, as he mentioned, that's a very big chunk of change for our church. Amen. But as you might have heard in the past or somewhere along the lines, amen, I know I remember this as I once heard, you know, you can't outgive God. Amen. You can't outgive God. Amen. But we sure as heck going to try. Amen. So again, today is Friday, April the 7th. A soggy Friday. I will try not to take up too much of your time. This month of April, I mentioned I was going to be touching on the name of Jesus. Amen. So if you have your Bibles with you, or if you're taking some notes and want to, or should I say, I encourage you to look up the scripture later on this weekend, or even later on today when you have some time and you make time. It's going to be found in John 14, 12 through 14. So John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. Amen. And I'll help you out. I will read it, but I encourage you to read it in your own Bible that you have, in your own Bible that you have, and the translation you are accustomed to reading. Amen. It says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." Excuse me. Excuse me. "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father will be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Amen. If that doesn't get you excited, if that doesn't get your spirit man bubbling up, amen, read it on your own. Read it again. Amen. So it says, "I believe in you, Jesus." Amen. "I believe in you, Jesus." Amen. Repeat that with me. Say, "I believe in you, Jesus." One more time. "I believe in you, Jesus." Amen. I get so excited when I read that I can do even greater things than you did. Did you catch that? It says, "I get so excited when I read that I can do even greater things than you did." Amen. You can do greater things. I can do greater things. Amen. Let's get excited about that. Amen. It says, "My mind can't comprehend all the things you've promised, but I believe them because you have said in your word." Amen. Again, it says, "But I believe them because you have said so in your word." But I believe them because you have said so in your word. Amen. I know, speaking for myself, yes, my mind can't comprehend some of those things. Amen. It says, "My mind can't comprehend all the things you've promised, but I believe in them because you have said so in your word." Amen. And when it says it in red, amen, As Pastor Rose says, you can take it to the bank. Amen. I thank you that your word makes such a complete and total statement. I'm going to repeat that again. It says, I thank you that your word makes such a complete and total statement. Amen. Because you picked the word whatever, whatever. It says, I know that if I asked in the name of Jesus, it'll be done. Amen. Again, because you picked the word whatever, I know that if I ask in the name of Jesus, it will be done. Amen. Did you catch that? Again, I know that if I asked in the name of Jesus, it'll be done. Amen. And finally, Father, I want to glorify your Son in all that I do. Amen. Repeat that with me. Say, Father, I want to glorify your Son in all that I do. One more time. Father, I want to glorify your Son in all that I do. And finally, I am walking in power because you said so. Amen. Repeat that with me. Say, I am walking in power because you said so. Amen. Say, I am walking in power because Jesus said so. Amen. And say it like you mean it. Amen. Again, I will do great works. Amen. God said it. I believe it. Do you believe it? Amen. Do you see yourself doing great works? Amen. Do you see yourself doing greater works than Jesus? Amen. Are you giving Jesus an opportunity to use you greater than you can comprehend? Amen. Are you raising your hand saying, Lord, here am I, use me? Are you one of those folks that is eager with their hand raised so that the Lord sees you? Amen. That your hand is raised saying, Lord, use me. I'm ready. Use me. Amen. So I pray you got a little bit out of this devotional again. Amen. I will do greater works. Amen. Now, if you haven't gotten a hold of our scripture for this new month, amen, it is Nahum 1:7, amen. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those that trust in him, amen. And again, do you have scriptures that you can hold on to like this when trouble comes, amen? Do you have scriptures set aside for different things that you might find coming your way? Amen. Just like Nahum 1:7, do you have this written down somewhere? Do you have it available to you? Amen. If not, bless God, I encourage you to get it on a little index card. Amen. Highlight it. Write it down. Keep it somewhere where you can grab it, where you can have access to it quickly. Amen. Not just toss it to the side and go about your business. No. Amen. If I can encourage you and challenge you at the same time this month of April, I encourage you to notch out a little bit more time for the Lord this month. Amen. And watch what he'll do in your life. Watch how he will bless you. Amen. Just the little amount of you increasing, watch God bless you for that. Amen. Because not only does he see that, he rejoices. He gets happy about that. Amen. Just like here in the physical. Amen. The extra spot, extra time you spend with your best friend, or the extra time you spend with your sister, or that extra time you spend with your brother, the extra time you spend with a girlfriend, amen, the extra time you spend with your spouse, amen, they get excited, I'm sure, and they get happy when that happens, amen, because they know that you are spending extra time with them, and that shows that they are important to you, amen, and it's encouraging. So, the same way, how would we not do that with our Heavenly Father, with Jesus and the Holy Spirit? Amen. So I encourage you, notch out a little bit more time this month of April Amen. Watch what God does with that time, and watch how not only you will be blessed, but those around you will be blessed. Amen. Again, Nahum 1:7. That's our April scripture. Amen. And as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area. Amen. And a small announcement, if you haven't gotten the announcement by now, again, I'll probably repeat this tomorrow, but this Sunday, we will be taking communion for Easter Sunday. Amen. We're already in another holiday. Amen. Easter is just around the corner. Amen. But again, we'll be having communion this Sunday for Easter. Amen. So if you are listening in, be prepared to have the elements, a little bit of juice, a little cracker, or a little piece of bread. Amen. And I know the pastor will give you a little bit of time to get that if you don't have it set aside. But I encourage you with my announcement today and tomorrow that you are smart enough, you're diligent enough to know going into when you're listening to Sunday morning's message this Easter Sunday, you'll have that stuff ready to go. Amen. So be blessed. Stay dry. Stay warm this beautiful Friday we have here in Texas. Again, I will be with you again tomorrow, but enjoy this beautiful day to come, whatever you may be have planned. Be safe. Be prayed up. Psalms 91. God safeguard my household prayer. Amen. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Keep the pastors in your prayers. They keep you in theirs. Amen. Again, just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And follow his instructions. Amen. And keep confessing unexpected blessings come your way. Amen. As Pastor Rose touched on that last night, and as Pastor Jesse has been mentioning that for quite a bit, some time now. Amen. Unexpected blessings. Amen. Keep making the confession. Amen. And be sensitive to the Holy Spirit to be a blessing to someone also. Amen. Not just that you get blessed, that you be a blessing to someone as well. Amen. So be blessed. Have a wonderful Friday. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.